16-year-old Karina Reyes fell in love when she saw the trombone.
I guess it was the sound and the feel and like how it looked. And it was not ordinary for a girl to play trombone.
For the last 5 years, Reyes has been part of a free music program called Harmony Project. The original aim of the program was to help children in poor, often violent neighborhoods stay out of trouble by staying in school and graduating high school. But there also was an unexpected result.
Since 2008, 93% of our high school seniors have graduated in 4 years and have gone to colleges like Dartmouth, Tulane, NYU.
Harmony Project founder Margaret Martin says some of the students also pursue highly technical degrees.
Neuroscience pre-med, civil engineering, medical engineering, you know, cultural anthropology. We even have a Fulbright scholar. It didn't make any sense.
It did not make sense until researchers put sensors on the children's heads and measured how they responded to sounds before and after they learned music at Harmony Project. Neuroscientist Nina Kraus says they found that poor children process sound differently from their more affluent counterparts. She spoke to VOA through Skype.
We found that the neural signature for poverty was that the children were processing the details of sounds less precisely.
But when they start learning music, something changes after 2 years.
So we were able to determine that the children who took part in music lessons had nervous systems that responded to speech sounds in a more precise manner. There was a dosage effect, so that the children who spent more hours engaged in music classes were the children who showed the largest gains.
Kraus says sharpening how they process sounds is important to learning and communication.
If we want to get serious about closing the achievement gap in U.S. schools between disadvantaged and more advantaged students, we will put music, instrumental music programs into every elementary school, K through 5.
Nina Kraus says her study with Harmony Project only looked at a small pool of students.
We're really just talking about, you know, 100 here, 100 there. So these are relatively small-scale studies.
She'd like other researchers to expand the study to thousands of students in multiple locations. But many of the young musicians at Harmony Project say they are living proof that music helps them improve academically.
After like Harmony Project, I get like a new understanding, like going to class, participating, having an open mind, discussions, talking with my teacher, and yeah, interacting.
Math is like kind of easier because of rhythms and all that. It's easier to count, it's easier to calculate. And yeah, I have seen some improvements with music.
Her accomplishments make her mother proud.
I like it, and I'm so happy she's in the music class.
For Reyes and the other students here, they're not playing just to do better in school. They are here because of the love of their instruments and the friendships formed through music. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.